Indeed, there are countless benefits for us to recite abundant amounts of durood and salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is mentioned that in a summary of hadith, our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated that person who recites durood, salawat or salutations upon me 50 times every day, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, this 50 times is a very little amount actually. Our 5 times daily salah that we recite, that we read and perform, if at least we recite 10 salawat, 10 duruds every after each salah, then that 50 will be accomplished. But we should make our minds. Try to recite at least minimum 313 times durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam daily. There is much rewards in this. It is stated that there was a person who once saw another person in his dream. And this person was wearing the hat of a fire worshipper. He was asked the reason for this. That person replied, whenever the blessed name of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was taken, I never used to read the durood, the salawat, and because of this, my deep mystical knowledge and iman was snatched. Tubu ilallah, astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, have you seen how dangerous is the evil influence of committing sins? Because it can rob you of your most prized possession and asset, which is your iman, your belief. And when? At the time of death. We need to understand a crucial issue. And even then, even today, though seeing a bad dream or a person in a bad state in a dream is certainly a cause of concern. However, the dream of a non-prophet, a non-nabi, cannot be considered a conclusive proof or any testimony. Based on facts from a dream, one cannot consider any Muslim as a non-Muslim, as a disbeliever. Even if we see a person in the dream informing us that he has lost his iman, his faith, even then we cannot call him a disbeliever, a non-Muslim. Saddu Sharia, Badru Tariqah, Allama Mufti Amjad Ali Azami, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali has stated, it is fard, compulsory, for a person to recite Durood Sharif, Salawat, at least once in his life. It is fard to do this. In an ijtima', a congregation, it is wajib to read Durood, Salawat, when a person hears the blessed name of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, whether he says the blessed name himself or he hears it from another person. If one hears the blessed name of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam 100 times in an ijtima', in a gathering, then he must recite Durood Sharif, Salawat, each time. If a person hears the blessed name of Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and does not recite durood, does not recite salat, he should do so later on. When somebody writes the blessed name of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, according to certain scholars, it is wajib to write durood sharif salawat in full, in writing. Many people, they abbreviate the durood and they write sal'am, sad, lam, ayn, meem, or ayn and meem, or just ayn, or just sad, etc. In English, we see it just an S, or just S-A-W, or P-B-U-H, etc. our Honorable Mufti Saab has stated, all these is not permissible and it is prohibited, haram. At times, instead of writing radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, they just write ra, or ra and dad, and just ra and ha, instead of rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. This also should not be done. When the name of Allah Azza wa Jal is written, then Azza wa Jal should be written in full. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, the incident that you just read of or listened to was of a person who died a shameful death. He had a bad end because he did not read Durood Sharif Salat. We should also fear the divine independence and divine hidden plan of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. We should not become neglectful. We should not become neglectful in reciting durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. There is a possibility that in the past you may not have recited durood or salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when hearing the blessed name of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. However, since this exception has been made, that if you had not read durood on time, you can recite it afterwards. In future, try to recite durood on time, immediately when you hear the blessed name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you have missed it for some reason, then make up for it at a later stage and read it then.